proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our series about major messages from the Minor Prophets, we turn our attention to the prophet Jonah, one of few prophets mentioned by name in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. When referring to the authors of the last books in the Old Testament as minor prophets, the term minor does not imply insignificance or unimportance. Instead, it denoted the relative briefness of these prophetic writings. That is to say, in comparison with the books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. Jonah came from Gath-Hepher, a city in the region of Galilee, located not far from the city of Nazareth. According to 2 Kings chapter 14, he accurately prophesied that the northern kingdom of Israel would recover certain coastal cities that had been occupied. Though the book of Jonah is classified among the prophetic books, it consisted of a historical narrative. The only prophecy found in the work consisted of Jonah's proclamation to the Ninevites, namely, quote, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be destroyed," unquote. A prophecy that God at that juncture did not actually bring to pass. In the first chapter of the book of Jonah, God had commanded that prophet to go to Nineveh and cry out against it. Instead, Jonah went to Joppa. He boarded a ship bound for Tarshish, headed in the opposite direction from Nineveh. As soon as he boarded, Jonah went down into the hold of the ship and fell asleep. After the ship embarked, God sent a mighty tempest on the waters. The casting of lots revealed Jonah to be the party responsible for the storm. He instructed the frightened passengers to throw him overboard, and if they did so, the tempest would cease. Though they did so reluctantly, Jonah's shipmates did cast him into the sea. When they did so, the storm immediately ended. Those aboard the ship feared God exceedingly. They offered sacrifices to him and made vows. God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. During the 3 days and three nights that prophet spent in that creature, Jonah's affliction impelled him to pray to God, a prayer found in the second chapter of the book of Jonah. In that prayer, Jonah mentioned that salvation is of the Lord. After 3 days and three nights, God spoke to the great fish, and it spewed Jonah out onto dry land. In the third chapter of Jonah, God told that prophet to go to the Ninevites and tell them, quote, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown," unquote. On that occasion, the prophet complied with God's directive. He went into Nineveh, a large city, and preached God's message. The Ninevites believed God. They proclaimed a fast and wore sackcloth. Even their king did so, asking, quote, "Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not?" Unquote. God accepted the repentance of the Ninevites and withheld his judgment of Nineveh at that time. God had a lesson about divine grace that Jonah needed to learn. God prepared a gourd to give the prophet shade, a circumstance that Jonah appreciated in the hot weather. However, God also prepared a worm to damage that plant, and the gourd withered. Afterward, God set up a vehement east wind, which made Jonah grow very warm once the sun arose. Jonah became very angry over the demise of the gourd. He complained to God about it, and God, after rebuking him over his concern for a plant, God challenged that prophet. Quote, "Should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle," unquote. The book of Jonah concluded without the prophet ever reconciling what had happened. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.